Dr. Tunis, Alice in British Columbia, Canada, wants to know a question about balancing a horse's diet using supplements. Her question is, how do you supplement properly when your hay source changes regularly and is sometimes untested?
Yeah, I think that's a situation that a lot of horse owners face. I mean, the reality is few of us have the luxury of being able to test our hay on a frequent basis to really know what's in it. So in that case, it's helpful to kind of have a basic understanding of, most hays, what they do have and what they don't have, and so things that you might need to go elsewhere to find. Those tend to be some of the trace minerals. So for example, copper and zinc. Can be quite low in certain hays in certain areas of the country, and especially if we're talking about horses that are on restricted diets, so where you're limiting them to 3 or 4 flakes of hay a day, then you're not only limiting their calorie intake when you do that, you're also limiting the intake of every other nutrient that comes with that hay. So those horses that don't have the luxury of unlimited access to hay or other forages, definitely can benefit from some additional zinc and copper in the diet. For those horses on a hay-based diet, I also like to add some vitamin E. Vitamin E can be quite low in hay, and we do see vitamin E deficiencies in horses. Trying to provide about 50% of the National Research Council recommendations for zinc and copper is a good starting place. So for 1,100, 1,200-pound horse, you're looking for 50 milligrams of copper, about 200 milligrams of zinc. And knowing that, you can go away and you'll find there's a lot of products out there that are 10 milligrams of copper, 50 milligrams of zinc, and those probably aren't going to do for you what you want them to do. The vitamin E, you're probably looking, a horse is working, about 1,000 IUs is a nice, basic place to start for providing a vitamin E. Natural vitamin E is preferable over synthetic. It's better absorbed. You may or may not need selenium. That's going to depend on where you are in the country. So working with your local extension agents to find out what's a typical selenium profile for hays in your area. Assuming your hay comes from your area, you need to know where your hay comes from. People often say, "Oh, it comes to me. It comes from Dave's hay store." I'm like, "No, not where does Dave get it from? Where does it get grown?" Because I mean, down here in California, it's not uncommon for hay to be coming in from Oregon and Washington State. And they have a very different soil profile, and those hays are very low in selenium. Hay coming from Colorado, the Midwest may have higher selenium, so you need to know where your hay comes from. Some grass hays, I'm finding quite a few grass hays in California these days with very low calcium, 1-to-1 calcium phosphorus ratio, or slightly over 1-to-1. An ideal would be 1.5 to 2 times to 1. So adding something that has some calcium is beneficial. And then the last thing is a source of quality protein. Most supplements don't, things with a 3-4 ounce serving size are not going to have a lot of necessarily crude protein, but you'll find that they add lysine and methionine, the individual amino acids. So, 10 grams of lysine, 5 grams of methionine, that's sort of a nice place to start just to kind of make sure you're getting those key amino acids. So hopefully that's kind of helpful in helping you find some products that kind of get you where you need to be.
So, Dr. Tunis, I'm hearing you say they have some vitamin E and they need the copper and the zinc and maybe selenium. Do you recommend a scoop of vitamin E supplement and a dose of a copper supplement,
No.
or do you recommend an all like a well-rounded kind of multivitamin for these
Right.
horses?
So there are well-rounded products out there. There are a couple of companies out there that make nice products that are formulated specifically for horses receiving, forage-based diets that aren't getting a lot of concentrates, for example. And they are formulated to balance a grass or grass hay-based diet, or formulated to balance an alfalfa or alfalfa, hay diet. And so those tend to be broad spectrum. They have the vitamins and minerals that you need for those forage-based diets. And so those are things that you see those as a feed form, as a ration balancer, sold in 50-pound bags with a 1-2 pound serving size. You also find them as a supplement with more of a 3-4 ounce serving size. So that would be my preference. You may need additional vitamin E and selenium depending on your horse and how hard they're working. And I'm a big advocate of working with your veterinarian to draw blood and actually check your horse's vitamin E and selenium levels if that's something you're concerned about. And then if you need more beyond what you're getting from that kind of product, then you can add some additional vitamin E and selenium as needed, rather than increasing the dose of the broad spectrum product. Because if you do that, now you're kind of giving even more zinc and even more copper that you probably don't need while you're trying to get the vitamin E and selenium that you do need. Hopefully that makes sense.